Let's get to the Rivertown Hotline and spend some time with the Pit Boss, former Pit quarterback Pat Bostic, current color commentator for all Pit football games right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Had a little bit of time off, Pat, here, 10 days in between the Wednesday night UConn game and the Cincy game coming up Saturday night. It's not the first time they've had an extended period between two games. It happened earlier this year after that great Thursday night win against South Florida. Then 9 days later, they were awful against Rutgers. What could they take, if anything, from that long layoff earlier in the year before Rutgers that did not work out well and employ it this time around?
I think, obviously, when they played Rutgers, a couple weeks back, they were coming off a huge win against South Florida and kind of maybe got a little bit resting on their laurels, thinking they can go out and play a Rutgers team that hadn't looked great and had just barely won against Syracuse in overtime. Thinking they could take a little bit easier, but they learned their lesson. And at this point, I think they're trying to find ways to win and score points offensively without their best player. And losing Ray Graham hurts. So Tino Cinceri and that offensive line and those wide receivers have had to take it on themselves to be the catalyst for this offense now moving forward against Cincinnati this week.
Pat, you watch more tape than Bill Belichick. What have you seen from Cincinnati?
Well, offensively, Butch Jones, their head coach, coach under Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia in 05 and 06. And he's got that background to him. They're going to get in the shotgun. They're going to do the double count. They're going to look to the sideline, receive the play. A lot of zone read. They want to run the football offensively. Isaiah Pete is a fast back, loves the cutback. They're averaging around 200 yards a game rushing, leading the Big East in rushing. They want to run the ball. Caleros is an active run threat. When they cross about the 15-yard line going in, he's scored 6 touchdowns this year, so he's going to run the ball. They're good through the air. They got a good wide receiver, Tompkins, can stretch the field, but their bread and butter is running the ball, and really the strength of their team right now. They're playing excellent defense. They're second in the country against the run. They've played some poor rushing teams, but they've been bottling people up defensively, so I think that's been their strength. I don't know if they've played a lot of great teams yet, but this will certainly be a big test for them when they play Pitt Saturday. I think it will be a good test for Pitt as well.
Tino Cinceri out, but Ray Graham was the horse. He needed all those touches. Who's the horse right now, and is it up to Tino now to throw 30, 35 times a game?
I think the burden certainly shifts to Tino. I think the thing that was encouraging about the game last Wednesday night was, the distribution of the football. 9 different guys caught passes. 7 guys had over 35 yards receiving. 11 guys in all touched the football offensively. When you take into account the 4 guys that rushed the ball, Tino had a rushing touchdown. He's had a rushing touchdown in both of their big wins this season against South Florida and UConn. I think him being an active part of the run game, Zach Brown, bearing that load too, probably get the bulk of the carries. A couple of those freshmen behind him, but they're going to have to spit the ball around. That's not something that's not common for Todd Graham's teams. Have always evenly distributed the ball. I did a little study of them at Tulsa. They never had a guy touch the ball 30 times a game. Very rarely did they do that. They distributed the football and tried to keep things even.
Pat Bostic with Seibel, Starkey & Miller. Pat, yesterday Todd Graham said that Tino had a, quote, average game against UConn. Really? 419 yards. He threw for a couple touchdowns, no interceptions, ran for 40 yards. Yes, he took 3 sacks, but average?
I would love for him to be average every week.
How in the heck is that average?
I think it's just him speaking with respect to what he's done in the past and what he's used to. He's not used to, scoring 10 points and having 120 yards offense. He's used to having 40, 50 points, throwing for 350 or 400 and running for another 200 and leading the country in total offense. So that's par on his course. He's saying that's average on his course. Tino played well. He did certainly better than he had done in the past in this offense. Probably the best he's looked in a Pitt uniform. But with respect to what Todd Graham is used to, I think that is par on his course.
Yeah, but here's the issue for at least me, Pat. He's quick to come out and say that Tino needs to play better at times. Tino played very well against UConn. Could he have made some better plays? Absolutely. There's some other plays out there. But why can't he come out and say, Tino played well? We had a couple of other opportunities. I'm not sure why he's so quick to acknowledge when he needs to play better or didn't play very well, but he's so slow to say that Tino is playing well.
Every coach I've ever played for is not quick at all ever to put praise on the quarterback. They have to be the hardest working guy on the team. You got to be the first guy in the film room. When you start feeling good about yourself after 1 week, especially given the fact that your best player went down offensively, Ray Graham, he's going to have to bear the load. So he's got to be itching to get better. They got to focus on every throw he didn't make, the decisions that he was poor on that he didn't make, because going forward, he's going to have to be perfect. Against Cincinnati, and I say perfect loosely, against Cincinnati, West Virginia, those teams, Syracuse and Louisville, he's going to have to play his best football these last four games. And I think it's a motivating tool for him to say, okay, I played average. I look at the film. There are things I can do better. He's got to be the guy that carries this team to a championship if indeed they want to do that.
And would you say Cincinnati's might be the most balanced offense they've played, averaging 200 on the ground and 233 through the air so far this year?
Yeah, I think they're incredibly balanced. I think Caleros is – I was a little bit surprised watching him on film. Made some decisions I didn't expect him to make. He's high up there in passer efficiency, but he does force the football, makes some untimely decisions. But they're very balanced. He's able to run the ball. He is clearly a leader offensively for them. And Pete is probably looking like, without Ray Graham, they're the best back in the league. So they're very balanced.
Pat Bostic hard at work this week getting ready for the Bearcat game, which you can hear live on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan kickoff this Saturday at 7 p.m. Of course, all the festivities begin at 4 o'clock with JB and Pat Bostic. Great talking to you, Pat.
Always good talking to you guys. Have a good day.